Final score, 27-22. The Eagles, their fourth consecutive loss. And we're here to talk about it. Dave Spadaro along with Brian Westbrook. It's Eagles 360. And the Eagles on Sunday play the Washington Redskins, Brian. It was an old-fashioned NFC East game. And as it turns out, the Redskins' version of the body bag game, because the Eagles were littered all over the field at Lincoln Financial Field.
A lot of guys got injured. It also gave us an opportunity for a lot of younger guys to play. We was a close game. I just wish we could have find a way to win those division games. And as we continue to get better as a team, I think those types of victories, those small, those close contests will start flowing our way as we continue to get better.
Carson Wentz, we'll talk about it at length, but briefly here, really stood out, made the mistake in the red zone, but escaped pressure so much, whipped the football around, really showed toughness, athletic ability. Your thoughts?
He showed that he can lead a football team. And when you leave the field as a quarterback with the scoring in your favor, so you're up at that point, you expect your defense to be able to hold. I think he expects his defense to be able to hold. And I love the way he's leading this team. I love the way he's getting a lot of guys involved. He's excited. He's showing enthusiasm and emotion. And I think that's been missing throughout their entire team for some time.
Next Sunday, it's a trip to Baltimore to play the Ravens. But right now, Doug Peterson's trying to figure out who will be healthy enough to play that game. He met the media today. And in our 360 update, Alex Smith talks about the health of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. Well, the Eagles are coming off of a 27-22 loss at the hands of the Washington Redskins in a game that was hard fought throughout, but it also left the Eagles injured coming out of the game. Today, head coach Doug Peterson took to the podium to explain some of the injuries and what moves may be coming in the near future.
Well, Alan Barbary has got the right hamstring strain. It's a grade one. Should be okay for the game, but we'll hold him out of Wednesday's practice. Brent Celek, just a stinger. He'll be fine, but we'll hold him precautionary. John Dornbos, as you know, had the wrist. He did have surgery on it last night after the game, and so he's definitely out IR. You know, he's done for the season. Wendell has a right knee MCL sprain. It's grade two. Again, it's a lengthy injury. So much like a Big V's injury there. Darren Sproles obviously with a concussion. He's in the protocol, so we'll monitor that day to day.
One of the other players on the roster that Coach Peterson spoke about today was cornerback Leodis McKelvin, who's had to deal with a nagging hamstring injury all season long. But Coach Peterson said that it's good to see him finally healthy and able to make big plays like his pick six on Sunday.
His resiliency is unbelievable because he's usually been on this report for most of the season, you know, and he's been fighting that injury and going out to practice every day and battling at practice, you know, making sure he's ready to go. And, you know, at this time of the season, I think he's finally healthy, you know. And it was really good to – I was happy for him yesterday to get that interception, obviously, for the touchdown and a couple PBUs.
All right, that will wrap things up here from the NovaCare Complex. But for any breaking injury news and roster moves that may go along with it, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com or the official Eagles mobile app.
Thanks so much, Alex. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the game beginning on the defensive side of the ball. The Eagles, extremely energetic and physical against Washington. It just wasn't quite enough.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Are you feeling all right, baby?
Marco Polo!
Marco Polo!
Marco Polo!
Marco
Polo!
Marco
Polo!
Si.
Marco Polo!
Scusa!
Polo.
Marco. Ma io sono Marco Polo, ma...
Playing Marco Polo with Marco Polo? Surprising.
Ragazzini, io sono Marco Polo.
Marco.
Sí, solo cuido.
What's not surprising? How much money Amanda and Keith saved by switching to Geico.
Ah, Polo. Polo.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Polo.
Be noisy. Be silent. Be near. Be far. Be joyful. Be together. Celebrate joy with Dunkin's holiday flavored coffees, espressos, and donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with the Hall of Famer, Brian Westbrook. We're talking about the Eagles' loss to Washington on Sunday. We begin on the defensive side of the ball. The Eagles knew, Brian, that they had to find a way to pressure Kirk Cousins. Yeah. And they did.
Yeah, they found a way to get into the backfield. These last few weeks, and it's been over a month, these guys on the defensive front haven't been able to get after the quarterback. And yesterday, they found a way. Fletcher Cox got in there. Benny Logan got in there as well. They pressured Kirk Cousins, and he made some mistakes. That's a good thing. We need to see a little bit more of that. And I think when they throw the ball to us, like we did yesterday, Leodis McKelvin, do a great job of catching the football, returning it to the house. I love to see our defense playing in that manner.
At the same time, they gave up the big play to DeSean Jackson, who may be the best receiver I've ever seen tracking the football in the air. He's awesome.
There's not many people in the NFL that can actually track the ball looking this way and then come back and catch it over the other shoulder. DeSean Jackson has that skill. But the one thing for our defense, we know DeSean Jackson has that skill. We can't give up that big play. It's a couple times a game, if you watch the film, Kirk Cousins is going to throw the ball deep to DeSean Jackson. That was one of those times we gave up that big play. That hurt us bad.
Eagles much better on third downs. Washington converting just 2 of 7 third downs. The Eagles, though, at the end of the day, losing their fifth game of the season in a one-score game. They're 0-5 in one-score games. Amazing to me. Brian, when you look at this defense, what are you building around as you think about the big picture?
I still think we're very strong at the safety position. Malcolm Jenkins played a little bit more in the middle of the field yesterday, and I think that's going to help us as we move forward. We still want to build around Fletcher Cox in that defensive line. These guys can get to the quarterback, but they need to be consistent every single game. They can't take games off. These guys are – talking about the defense, we're dependent on those guys to get pressure on the quarterback. We need that performance every single game. We can't go games without seeing that.
Special teams, a major factor in the loss. The long snapper position. First time that I can ever remember in any game that a team used three long snappers. It cost the Eagles when John Dornbos went out of the game. Of course, the botched snap from Celek to Jones cost Caleb Sturgis an opportunity to kick a 50-yard field goal. And, Brian, I need to ask you about the Darren Sproles play. He's there. He's trying to catch a punt in traffic, and he got tattooed. And it was a dirty hit. I mean, I think everybody realized that was a dirty hit, I feel. How do you feel about it?
I think it's a dirty hit. And as an offensive player, a guy that returns punts as well, I know it was a dirty hit. The one thing we could have done differently, I think Darren definitely could have called for the fair catch. That would have saved them. But the rules dictate you can't hit him no matter what if the ball hasn't come down and he's had an opportunity to try to catch the football. So you're right, Dave. It definitely was a dirty play. I wish the rules and the committee, that the commissioner would start thinking, if these guys are going to make those types of plays, those types of intentional dirty plays, they need to be kicked out of a game. And until we are ready to protect our players, not with just a fine after the fact, but during the football game, I think we're still not at the place we want to go as football fans, as well as a commissioner staying.
Now, from Darren's standpoint, who's in the concussion protocol, we don't know when he'll play again, the courage you need to get back out there and return a punt. I mean, what's it like?
Well, it's tough, and I stood underneath a lot of punts, and you're trying to understand where everyone is at, and you're depending on the guys on your outside to block for you. But Darren's a special type of guy. He's one of those guys that can return punts with his eyes closed. There's no doubt in my mind that he'll return and be even better when he comes back for him. I tell you what, he won't make the same mistake twice. He won't make the mistake of not calling the fair catch when he actually should.
Yeah, so that is our recap of the defense and the special teams from Sunday's game. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about an offense that, as they look at the Washington game, the idea was to control the football, run it, take time off the clock, and score in the red zone. Well, the Eagles did 2 of 3, but they fell 5 points short. We'll tell you why when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Toyota Player of the Week to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Take your spring vacation with Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious, now Jade, Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive nonstop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles to book your trip today. All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Let's go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, Molly, let's give him a wall.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today. Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. It's Eagles 360 the day after the Eagles lose their fourth straight game, falling to 5-8 on the season. The offense went into Sunday's game against Washington with the intent just take time off the clock, run the football, work it down the field, score touchdowns in the red zone. And, Brian, it all looked really good. However, what sticks out is the Eagles 1-4 in the red zone on touchdown efficiency and a turnover from Carson Wentz. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, you can't have the turnover in the red zone because you're taking points off the board. That's where we have to find our way just a bit. I wish that if we can go back and do things a little bit differently, I wish that Doug would have tried to find a way to run the football on the 3-yard line, but we didn't do that. And if you're Carson Wentz and your guy's not open, first of all, you don't throw the football. The other part to that is you have to be able to stand tall in the pocket, not throwing off your back foot. Almost every time that he throws off his back foot, bad things happen. He has to learn that lesson. Even with that, those bad things that happened in the red zone for Carson, he came back and delivered. He came back and showed composure and led this football team to some scoring drives. That's what we want to see from our young quarterback.
If you were to put a list together of needs for this offense moving forward, what would you say?
We definitely need a big-time playmaker on the outside, a guy that can go get us those chunk plays. We talk about DeSean Jackson and his ability to get us those chunk plays. It's just hard for an offense to go 80 yards every single time as far as an offense goes. You have to be able to get 30-yard chunk play, a 40-yard chunk play. And if you get an 80-yard touchdown from a wide receiver, that's a good thing as well. We need some of those types of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. And I think Ryan Matthews has played well when he's available, but he's not available enough for us offensively. We have to find a running back as well.
Offensive line, tight end, you feel good about those areas?
I think offensive line, you have to address it. You're talking about depth. You know, injuries are part of the football game, and at some point we need to find some other guys that can come in play and step in and be helpful, not just filling in a spot. We need those guys to be successful to allow our offense to be able to win in the trenches. I think that's part of the game plan, the progression of this football team.
Did Carson Wentz, with all these whispers around town, did he need to have that kind of game that he had yesterday?
Definitely. I mean, a lot of people began to question him. I think as the season started, he looked great the first three wins, and then his fundamentals fell off here and there. He wasn't leading the team in the way that I think we want our quarterbacks to lead our football team. Yesterday showed that even after an interception in the red zone, that he could come back and lead this team, accurate, big-time throws to the outside, across the middle of the field. He looked really, really good yesterday. If you take away two of his plays, he had a perfect game. I think Carson Wentz will continue to get better. His progression is necessary if this team wants to win.
Now, with all of these injuries the Eagles suffered on Sunday, as they turn their attention to next week and Baltimore, who exactly is going to play? Well, maybe it's time for some of these young players to step up and get some playing time. And in the final 3 weeks, show the Eagles coaching staff what they can do. That's what Brian and I are going to talk about when we return. Some of the young players and their chance to shine.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdraw, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Young players, is it time for them to step up? It may be with all of these injuries for the Eagles heading into week number 15 of this regular season. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook with you. It's Eagles 360. And we heard earlier in the show about the injury picture. It's still muddled. It's only Monday, but it is extensive. So let's do a little projection here, Brian, shall we? With Wendell Smallwood banged up, Kenyon Barner might get some more work. Inactive on Sunday. Your thoughts on Barner and his fit here?
I like Kenyon Barner coming into the season. I think Doug probably likes him a little bit less than I have, but I think he should have been playing a little bit more early on in the season. He brings some explosiveness to your offense. He's a playmaker. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I'm excited to see what he can do over the next three games.
Offensive line, I would think Isaac Seumalo, who got his second start yesterday with Brandon Brooks down with the illness. In the big picture here, he's going to factor in as a potential starter next year, either at one of the guard positions or at the center spot.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about building and winning, you have to be able to win in the trenches. And that starts with the offensive line. So Seumalo, he's going to have to be able to show us that he can contend with some of these bigger D tackles as well in the guard position as well as the center position if that comes available next year. These three games will mean an awful lot to him as well as an offseason into what he's going to be able to do next year.
And then there are some other young linemen. We've seen Halapola Vaitai play. We have not seen Josh Andrews much. And then there's Dylan Gordon, a converted tight end from LSU, very athletic, a raw project, probably not ready to step on the field right now. But I agree, I think the offensive line, to me, is an area to address, as I write about on PhiladelphiaEagles.com today.
It's rare that these second and third string guys get opportunity in real game action during the NFL season to play. They should take advantage of every opportunity they get because this opportunity may never show itself again. And you never know who's watching. There's this team here, and the scouts is going to be involved with the Philadelphia Eagles, but there are 31 other teams. This is your opportunity. Make the most of it.
You know, Brian, wide receiver has been a position of scrutiny for so long and criticism much of the year. And I don't want to jinx it, but slowly, surely, they are getting better. Yeah. They are catching the ball more consistently. Nelson Agholor, the last couple of weeks, looks like a different player.
Body language. Body language speaks a lot for the guys in the NFL. And when you carry yourself the way a wide receiver should carry yourself, with a little swagger, with some confidence, when Nelson Agholor took that game off, we weren't sure how he was going to come back. I think the way that he's come back has shown a lot about him as a player and as a person. He's come back with some confidence. He's caught the football well. He's making some plays. Now, there's still some plays out there for him to make, but he's getting better. And I think at this point in the season, it's all about progression. Can we count on this guy moving forward? Him and Carson Wentz still need to work out that continuity and communication between each other, but I think what he's done in these last couple of weeks will help him progress as things go forward.
How about Paul Turner? Has he shown you anything yet to tell you that he can play in the NFL?
Well, he shows you that every time they throw him the football, for the most part, he's going to catch it. He's not a big run-after-the-catch type of guy. He's not a great speed guy. But when you can catch the football on a team where guys have consistently struggled to catch the football, that's a great thing. I think he can show us what he can do. He can be a guy that can contribute down the road. I think if he gets some speed this offseason, that'll help him get on the field a little bit more.
Can you get
speed in the offseason?
You can, absolutely. That's something that you can work on. That's something that you can say, hey, I'm dedicated this offseason to become faster, and I'm going to do everything I can do to make sure that I do that. Paul Turner needs to do that.
All these years, I didn't know that. I would have maybe given it a shot, right?
Get a little bit fast. I mean, you have to have some talent to start with. That may be where we're at here.
All right, we've got one segment to go here on Eagles 360. Brian and I will be back in just one moment as we take just a little peek at the Baltimore Ravens. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Santander, introducing Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, a new checking account that's convenient and gives you more control. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Visit one of our branches or santanderbank.com/simple to learn more and sign up today.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street line on game days.
A la bodega.
To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. Amoroso's on the menu. We've got to look at what's ahead on Tuesday. Glenn Macnow, my co-host, he'll have his takeaways from Sunday's game against the Washington Redskins. Doug Peterson in studio to talk about the Eagles at 5-8 and our look around the NFC East, which has a little different picture now that the Cowboys have shown some vulnerability. Amoroso's the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. I know, Brian, there are no moral victories, and I'm not here to paint a moral victory. The Eagles have lost 4 straight games, 5-8. But I was encouraged by Sunday's game after a week where players were criticized, the coach was criticized, talk about Doug this, effort that. That's the kind of thing that I want to see. I thought Zach Ertz came out and played the best football game he's played as an Eagle.
How were these guys going to respond? That was the question. That was the flavor of the week. Are these guys listening to Doug Peterson? Has he lost the locker room? And I think what we saw Sunday was a resounding no. He hasn't lost the locker room. These guys want to come out and play. One of the things that I thought was wrong for people was the question of effort. I think the effort was there these last couple of weeks. I think the enthusiasm, the emotion wasn't there. And so many times when you play without enthusiasm and emotion, it looks like you're playing with no effort. That's not the type of football that this Eagles team should be playing. They came out yesterday and made some plays defensively with sacks and a pick six, offensively scoring touchdowns and big-time runs with Ryan Matthews. If you can make those successful plays, then that emotion and that enthusiasm definitely comes forward to you. I think this team responded well. I love the way that Doug Peterson has got this team ready. We'll see how this team continues for the next 3 games.
And the Baltimore Ravens are next. They are priming for that December playoff run, as veteran teams do. Mm-hmm. And they're very physical, and they're great defensively at home.
Well, listen, for our standpoint, we need to make sure that we're thinking about ruining someone else's season. We should be able to play with an edge because we have, quite honestly, nothing to lose. Let's go out there, play loose, have some fun, play with some pride and some emotion, and see what we can do on the football field. Let's ruin someone's season. That's what our goal should be as we move forward.
Good stuff. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro. This is Eagles 360. I'm back tomorrow with Glenn Macnow. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles Day, everyone.